So do I just.
I think I say this. My name is Emma Passero. I'm 22 years old. Today is August 5th, 2018. I'm speaking with Noah Morse, who is my friend. We are recording in Los Angeles, California. All right, Noah Morse, can you tell me about someone who has had a big influence on your life and a lesson that that person has taught you?
Yes. Well, as you know, I'm going to be a senior in college this coming year, and I attend George Washington University in Washington, D.C. I want to work in entertainment, which is why I'm here in L.A., but when I came to school at GW, I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do. When I started going through my freshman year, I started to figure out that more and more that I wanted to work in entertainment in some capacity, but my school doesn't really offer much opportunity for me to do that. So I kind of started scraping along to figure out how I was going to do it. And part of that led me to enrolling in a minor in film studies, which isn't really much, but it gave me the opportunity to meet this person. She is currently the head of the film studies department, which is a very small department at our school, and her name is Dr. Carrick Harvey. Mm. But her legal name is Lisa St. Clair Harvey, and she'd probably have my head if I said that on the radio. But her name Carrick came from... It's like a given Irish name. She spent a lot of time in Ireland, I guess, as a postgraduate, and she took on this name and now officially goes by it. But she's a very fascinating individual because she has an encyclopedic knowledge of pretty much everything.
Wow.
Anything you talk to her about, she can tell you in detail. A story or an anecdote or something relevant that happened to her about that. So when I approached her and like expressed interest in working in entertainment, I guess, and like learning about the film industry, I guess she took a liking to me, and I'm very fortunate for that because she kind of helped guide me through college, and she still has to this day. She's become essentially a mentor to me. She has helped me not only with like career aspirations, et cetera, but also just helping me focus in on school and getting through and like making sure that I was okay in that process. And you know, in terms of the kind of advice she's given me, she's been inspirational just because she's been able to accomplish so much. And at the same time, she's still a bit of an enigma to me. Mm-hmm. I feel like I just met her yesterday and I don't know that much about her. She has a very, she's a very private person and I still really don't know her that well. But she has helped me achieve so much. And in doing that, I guess she taught me that like the people who are actually passionate about something aren't going to quit. And people make it seem like, you know, something that you might want to get into can be extremely difficult, or you know, it's unlikely for you to succeed in a certain field because the odds are just weighing against you. But with her, she said, the odds aren't necessarily against you. It's just yourself that might be against you. And the only thing stopping you from actually accomplishing anything is you. And if you want to get something done, like, you have full authority over your own being to do it. And so, I mean, I guess, honestly, to put that in more concise terms, what she said is keep going. Because, like, you know, if I stopped, then I'll never get anywhere I want to be. So... I keep it up. And that's, I think, still probably the reason I'm out here today, and probably the reason that I'm going to be anything that I am.
Do you have any idea what the next step is? Where you're going to? Where you hope to go to?
No. But
I love that.
I think that's all right.
I think it's okay, too. Okay. Can you describe one of your happiest memories?
Can you pause it for a second so I can think?
Yes.
Yeah, sure. Okay, one of my happiest memories. When I was 8 years old, nine? Ten? Let's go nine. 9 years old.
9 years old.
I broke my leg.
Oh.
Yeah. And this is like my first major injury ever. I was on a scooter, and I basically fell on like the sidewalk and just cracked my tibia, which was very painful.
Where's your tibia?
It's your shin bone.
Oof.
Mm.
That's a rough one.
And I had to have a full leg cast, and I had two surgeries following it. But do you remember the Ugly Dolls? Do you remember those dolls?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was obsessed with them. And I woke up in the hospital room very disoriented and nauseous, and my mom brought me a 2-foot Ugly Doll.
Oh.
Yeah. So that was, it's simple, but like it was really like nice in the moment. It felt like, I don't know. It was just an appreciative gesture.
It's
such
a specific gesture.
It was very
gesture.
Endearing. Yeah. Yeah. It was tailored. Mm-hmm. That's all. And it was nice because like I had something to hold on to, I guess, when I was in the hospital and an unfamiliar space, being in like pretty much severe pain the entire time after surgery. Yeah, that was a happy memory growing up.
Thanks,
actually.
Mom.
Thank you, Mom.
Hey, Mom, if you're listening. Noah says thank you. Okay. What are you proudest of? Why does it make you proud?
I think I'm most proud of in this past year being able to be more self-aware and conscious of how I go about treating myself and treating others. And
what are some practices you do to do that, to be more self-aware or treat yourself better?
Well, I think a lot of the time I've spent in like years prior to that, I have been doing things with people that I haven't necessarily enjoyed, or spending my time in ways that I didn't feel necessarily were making me feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And like, be it, you know, due to the people I was with or the situations that I was putting myself in, I just wasn't necessarily like happy because of it. I think I'm proud because like we're all still young and trying to like navigate how to live and like the type of things that we can do to make ourselves feel good on a day-to-day basis, because there's so much bad stuff going on around us all the time. I think I'm just most proud because I've kind of developed an understanding of like what I can do to make myself feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And like some of that just means, you know, if I want to go take a walk by myself to a place that I've never been, I don't have to do that with someone else. I can do it on my own, and like, you know, I don't need like a codependency to do that. It's like, I guess part of it is being like having a desire to kind of explore new places and such. And not feeling obligated to anything.
Mm.
You know, we're really young, and like there's so much that we can go see and that we're exposed to and that we have access to because we have, you know, we're in school and stuff, and there's as much obligation as school provides for us. At the same time, it's not a full-time job, and the expectations are lower. And so, I think it's nice being able to use that time while I still have it to be able to familiarize myself with the things that I care about, or like learn more about things that I don't know about, you know?
Mm-hmm. I think that's great.
Thank you.
how would you like to be remembered? That's such a good question.
I guess as someone who was passionate. That's all.
That's perfect. If this was if this was to be our very last conversation, is there anything you'd want to say to me?
I just met you. I haven't met a person like you in a while, and I think I'm very lucky to have met you.
Likewise, thank you. People waiting outside. All right, for your great-great-grandchildren listening to this years from now, is there any wisdom you'd want to pass on to them? What would you want them to know?
I think this kind of sums up everything that I've already said, but if you're not doing what makes you happy, then why are you doing anything at all?
This is Emma Passer, and that was Noah Morse, and any last final words?
I didn't expect to do this, but I'm glad I just poured my soul into this microphone in a booth in a photography museum in the middle of Los Angeles.
I'm happy it's going to be stored forever.
Me too.
All of eternity in the fabric.
Thanks for hosting me.
Thanks for having me. Signing off. Goodbye.
That was so NPR.